why and when some of the organizations and the people who were responsible for the making of Pakistan lacked control of the affairs of the government of the country.
I think the debacle started with the change in the attitude of Muslim League itself in the Punjab. The first Muslim League government, which can be blamed for this change, is the government of was the government of, unfortunately, Mr. Daultana, who I understand repented later on, but it was too late for him to repent. He brought religion into politics. To gain certain political ends, he exploited religion of Islam, and for that, Ahmadiyya Jamaat was chosen as a scapegoat. Now, when religion was exploited, any person who or a leader who exploits religion has to do it with the help and aid of theocracy, the mullocracy, I should say. So that is exactly what happened. Those were the enemies of Pakistan. Those were the people who opposed the concept of Pakistan tooth and nail, and to the very limit of their potentials. They were totally frustrated by Qaid-e-Azam, with the grace of Allah, and the first time they were admitted entry into politics of Pakistan was then, in 1953, or slightly prior to 1953. By, unfortunately, the Muslim League government. And that was the last of Muslim League we see in the politics of Pakistan. After that, they lost all control of the affairs of Pakistan, and then it was a chaos, a free-for-all. Whoever wanted to come to power, usurp power, he could do it at any excuse or whenever given opportunity. So no principle was left from then on. This is a punishment, in fact.